My name is Daniel, and the secret to catching all the fish is using the really small bait and then making it go to really deep and catching catfish because their mouths are really big, and then they'll just swallow the hook and then they'll get caught.
Basically the same as Daniel's. I try and get small bait and let it go pretty deep, so because catfish have those big mouths so they can swallow it but also get caught on the hook very easily.
All right, gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your day.
Those are two little boys at summer camp telling me and our sound guy, Steven, their secret to catching catfish. Like the other 120 kids we saw at camp that day, they were having a blast. And like the other kids, they have cancer, or are cancer survivors. Today we'll hear the story of Camp Sunshine, one of the country's oldest, biggest, and most active camp programs for kids with cancer. It's a magical place that sucks you in when you visit, which we did one day this past July. Honestly, we sort of mentally prepared ourselves to feel sad at the sight of so many young kids fighting such a terrible disease. But watching all the fishing, swimming, singing and laughing, and along the way, getting covered with glitter by a woman named Bubbles, we all took home something we didn't expect that day. Joy. This is Crazy Good Turns. We tell inspiring stories about people who do amazing things for others, and I'm your host, Brad Shaw.
We had a young man years ago who made it to camp in a helicopter for a visit, a two-hour visit from the hospital. We were able to get the governor's helicopter, and they flew him to come to camp, and all these friends gathered around to welcome him and make sure that 2 hours at camp that he got to see everybody, flew back to the hospital, and he died the next morning. But he was there, and the loss, not only for us as volunteers, but for all his friends, was incredible. And that's something that we had to experience collectively together as a community. And what I realized, that was in our early days, but what I realized it taught me is that the community rallies together and supports each other. And it was so important for those teenagers to be together. And when you realize, yes, it is very, very sad, you realize what a gift we've been able to give to that young man and what a gift his parents gave to us to entrust us with the last few hours of his life. So we were able to do something that no one else could do for him at that point in stage.
That's Sally Hale, who's been executive director at Camp Sunshine for nearly 30 years and was the camp's first nurse the day it opened. As tough as that young man's story is to hear, it's the sort of thing that Sally and her staff see all the time. And it shows how the camp deals with things, always finding the good in the bad. Camp Sunshine was founded by a pediatric oncology nurse named Dorothy Jordan, who was looking to address some of the gaps she saw in childhood cancer care. More than anything, she just wanted to find a way for kids to escape their struggles with cancer and just be kids again, even temporarily. The year was 1982, and one of the first people she called was Sally Hale, herself a pediatric oncology nurse at Emory and Eggleston Hospital in Atlanta.
I did not know Dorothy, but she knew of me, and she approached me and said, I've got this idea to start a camp for children with cancer, and what do you think about it? And at that time, there were only a handful of camps for children with cancer in the country. I knew of them because pediatric oncology is really a small community. And I said, it's a great idea. We don't have the time to start that. But if you start it, I'll help you. I'll make sure that the doctors and nurses know about it, that the parents know about it, and I'll be there with you. So that's how it all got started.
Today, there are more than 120 camps for kids with cancer in North America. But in 1982, as Sally said, there were only a few. Dorothy went to a camp in Chicago looking for ideas and focused much of her time on fundraising, while Sally recruited the doctors, nurses, and patients. Was it hard to convince parents to let their kids go for a week?
You know, now that I look back at it, I think it probably was hard for the parents to send their kids that first week. In fact, some parents said, you know, not this first year. I might send them the next year. But they trusted us. They knew me. I took care of their children. They knew Dr. Ragab. And that was a tremendous amount of faith and trust they put in us to send their child. And these were kids that couldn't go to other camps. So I think the parents learned that it was a gift to their child to be able to send them.
After a year of planning, Dorothy, Sally, and team held their first camp at what's now a YMCA camp on Lake Burton in North Georgia.
We didn't know if we'd have enough money to pay the bill, and I think the bill was probably something like $18,000, which is incredible now to think, but we didn't know, but we just had supporters that were behind us.
About 40 kids attended that year, and Camp Sunshine has held camps every year since. Sally became executive director in 1988, and Dorothy remains active with Camp Sunshine as a volunteer and board member, and is now a full-time professor at Emory University's nursing school. Under Sally's leadership, Camp Sunshine has grown dramatically. Today, over 400 campers and 225 volunteers participate in 2 weeks of summer camp each year, one for 7 to 12-year-olds, the other for 13 to 18-year-olds. The two-week summer camp is held 45 minutes west of Atlanta at Camp Twin Lakes, a camp for children with serious illnesses and disabilities. But it's what Camp Sunshine does the rest of the year that really sets it apart.
A lot of the camps that are in existence are strong, but they're only 1 week in the summer. We're not only 2 weeks in the summer, but over 140 programs during the year. In 2003, we opened the doors to Camp Sunshine House, which is a model for other camps now around the country. And it's a place that not only holds our offices, but where we can hold programs year-round for families. We have support programs for families. They come for dinner and then can have, might be a night of bingo, or it might be a night where the parents learn about sending their child away to camp at the first time. We have family nights for families who've lost their child to cancer, where they can come back and in a community of people who understand. We have lock-ins for teenagers, so they come on an evening, spend the night, stay up all night, and are together, or a dance, or a preschool program, yoga classes for parents. We just do things all
Camp Sunshine also does regular visits to hospitals in Georgia through a program called Sunshine to You, which basically brings Camp Sunshine to kids who might not be able to make it there.
They get hats, they get t-shirts, they get to go in the playroom and play basketball or archery or do arts and crafts, or we'll bring a magic show. So it gets the kids out of the hospital bed. It gets them out of their room, interacting with each other. And kids with cancer just want to be kids.
Camp Sunshine holds weekend camping trips for families affected by childhood cancer as well. A few years ago, that led to another important program.
Our families that come to Camp Sunshine programs, especially our family camp weekends, really are embraced by a community of support. And when they lose a child with cancer, not only have they lost that child with cancer, but so much of their support system. And there are not a lot of people out there that understand that same kind of grief and that same kind of journey that they've been on. So we had a parent come to us and say, "You have told us you're there for us for our journey throughout our cancer journey. We're still on that. We've lost a child. Now we've lost our community of support. And we need to be around other families who've experienced this." So they really challenged us to look at that journey beyond cancer and help them. So we started a bereavement program. We started a Remember the Sunshine Family Weekend for families who've lost a child. And that is now extended to monthly support groups for those families.
But in the end, it's those 2 weeks of camp that really bring the whole Camp Sunshine story to life. The day the Crazy Good Turns team showed up was one of those rare Georgia summer days with practically no humidity, a crystal clear blue sky full of sunshine. We were there for the younger kids' week. The teens had been there the prior week. Sally greeted us with hugs and brightly colored bracelets made of fishing swivels and beads, a camp tradition.
The first year we had no beads, and then we started adding the beads. Every year it's different, and you only get them when you come to summer camp, none of our other programs. And they're very special. People will wear them for years and years. We've seen brides wrap them around their bouquets.
We immediately noticed that Sally had literally 35 bracelets on her arm, one for every year she's been to camp. When you walk around Camp Sunshine, it's striking how many people you see with 10, 20, or 30 bracelets covering their forearm. Many are volunteers, and quite a few are former campers who are now camp counselors. One was Will Hennessy, a junior at the University of Michigan. This was his 14th year attending Camp Sunshine.
So I was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma when I was six. I went through 9 months of chemo, had a limb salvage surgery, so they took out 10 centimeters of my left fibula. And so I came here when I was seven. I was scared out of my mind, because what parent that just lets a kid who just was off chemo come to summer camp for a week in the middle of rural Georgia? And honestly, it was one of the greatest decisions that like my parents and I have ever made. I mean, this place is, I came in on Sunday night, and I just felt like I came home. Just because I grew up here, I matured. Because this is where you're independent. This is where you learn how to do stuff on your own, where you make mistakes and learn from it. And I think, especially like this week, everyone it's their community. Because when they're home, there's no one like them back there. And here, no one asks about cancer. And you're not that weird bald kid. You're Tanise. You're Will. You're TJ. You're just a normal kid. And I think it's fantastic that we have this facility, and that all these kids are able to come here every year. And I mean, to see it grow to like the way it is, like with 250 kids this week, 130 this week, I mean, it's fantastic that we're able to reach so many more kids now.
And we met Bubbles. She's a 73-year-old volunteer who's been coming to Camp Sunshine for 32 years. She's a two-time cancer survivor herself and really embodies what Camp Sunshine's all about. She wears tie-dyed overalls, a colorful cape, and is bursting with energy. When I met her, she gave me a big hug, then rubbed glitter all over my arm, which is apparently her trademark move for spreading joy, something she calls bubbleizing people.
I think Bubbles is our goodwill ambassador. She is the one that is there for every child and volunteer, that she will remember your name, remember what you like to do, will remember when you came to camp, and will be there to spend time one-on-one with a child who needs a little extra attention. And she's a colorful character. She brings smiles, and everyone knows who she is.
Well, she covered me with glitter, and as I predicted, when I got home, my wife said, "What the hell's up with all the glitter on your body?" And I said, "Well, it was a woman named Bubbles," and that's all I had to say. But
I think Bubbles is the only person that could get away with putting glitter on everyone at camp.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And she's silent. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was wimpy. Are you ready?
I'm Michaela, and I'm making a birdhouse for my grandpa when I go back home. It's really fun to see when, like, most of the time we get, like, blue jays in their backyards, the other birds.
They have countless activities to do. Like, yesterday, we just had a carnival. Today, we have a Lego night thing in the gym, and tomorrow, we got a pool party.
I tried to play tennis today. I'm really bad at tennis.
You know that feeling our team had before arriving at Camp Sunshine? That apprehension about dealing with potentially difficult stories? Well, it was gone for all of us in a matter of minutes.
A lot of people feel that way when they come to visit Camp Sunshine, that it's going to be sad. But what you have to remember, our kids with cancer are kids. They desperately want to be children. And they're so different from adults, because adults have that on their mind that they have cancer, their treatment, their filled with worries. And kids, when you remove them from that clinic space, that hospital space, the overprotectedness of their parents, they just want to be kids, and they want to go out and play and do what any other child would want. And that's why it's filled with lots of joy and love. It's a place where anything's possible.
And it really is just kids being kids. Arts and crafts, biking, paddleboarding, zip lines, tennis, a rock wall, a giant swing, ropes courses. We all had a good laugh at the cabins. The girls' cabins were beautifully decorated outside with colorful artwork of their favorite girl superheroes like Wonder Woman, Supergirl, and Batgirl. The boys' cabins basically just had wet bathing suits and towels hanging on clotheslines on the front porch. I guess the simplest way to describe the experience is that it's just normal, like the summer camps we all attended as kids. The same sounds, smells, and sensations. But here and there, you find subtle reminders of what these kids are going through. Hand-painted motivational signs are all around the camp with sayings like, "Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day," and "I'm fighting cancer, what's your superpower?" And there's a phone in each cabin with the medical lodge and pharmacy on speed dial. We stopped by the Med Lodge on the way and met Jen Farrell, an inpatient nurse who's been volunteering at Camp Sunshine for 12 years as both a counselor and a nurse.
So we do everything. Today we have a patient that's on chemotherapy that doesn't have a long shelf life. The chemo doesn't, so we have to go back to Eggleston every day and get it and come back so he is able to come to camp because we can go do that. Otherwise his mom would have to go to an outpatient clinic every day and get it. So we can deliver chemo and inject it here. We have a lab that can do all CBCs and some chemistries. And so we have kids that are, whatever protocol they're on, have to get labs at a certain point. Well, they don't have to leave to go to the hospital. We can do labs here. And he's anemic and he's platelets. So we've sent someone to go pick up blood products, Pactra blood cells and platelets, and we'll infuse them here. And he will go on about his day. And so he doesn't have to stop what he's doing. And he gets to spend the whole week out here. So if someone comes with a sore throat, we check temperatures, we can access ports, we can deliver antibiotics. So we operate as an outpatient clinic, basically. There's not much we can't do.
Another person we met is Tenise Newberg, a program director for Camp Sunshine. She was diagnosed with lymphoma at 18 and went to camp the following year as a counselor in training. After volunteering for 10 summers, she joined Camp Sunshine as a full-time employee, and as someone who fought cancer in her teens, she has great perspective about how kids deal with cancer versus adults.
Children just go on. They don't linger in the thought of what it is. They just know that this is something that's happened. I have to get to the doctor this day, but I'm going to play, 2 hours later. I think they just do what they have to do and move forward through it.
Do you get a sense that children are just more resilient or accepting?
Absolutely.
Can you describe that?
I think for especially kids that come to camp, the morning they're out doing activities, and then the afternoon they know that they have to have chemotherapy from 2 to 4. They come in and they get it, don't say anything about it, get the job done, and they're back out doing what they want to do. They know that they've got to get in there, get it done, and then they can move forward. Just do what you have to do and then get out of there. I think that they also know that, it's an inconvenience. But, a lot of things are inconvenient when you're 8, 9, 10 years old that you have to do. You don't want to go to school, but you have to. It's just something that you just grow up having to do.
As we were wrapping up our day at Camp Sunshine, those of us who had been to summer camp as kids, me included, couldn't help but recall all the memories our day brought back. And it dawned on us that above everything else, that's what Camp Sunshine does. It gives people memories. The kids, the volunteers, the counselors, the nurses, doctors. Memories that they'll hold on to and cherish for as long as they're in this world. What gives you hope?
The kids give me hope. They are full of hope. They show us how much what we do matters. And when I hear how much Camp Sunshine has impacted their lives, and when they come back 10 years later, and I haven't heard from them in 10 years, and they can tell me specific things that I said or did or that camp did that made a difference and that they remember today, then, there's nothing better than that.
I'm Brad Shaw, and thanks for listening to this episode of Crazy Good Turns. Go to crazygoodturns.org to learn more about or donate to Camp Sunshine. You can also submit your ideas for extraordinary people or organizations we should feature. And stay connected with us between episodes by following us on Facebook and Twitter. This season, we're excited to announce that we're giving a $50,000 grant to the nonprofit that does the most to creatively spread their Crazy Good Turn story, a virtuous and self-reinforcing circle of gratitude. We'll announce the grant recipient at the end of this season. Crazy Good Turns is audio engineered by Stephen Key. Music supervision and mixing by Score Score in Los Angeles. Research and editing by Martine Chaussar. And a special thanks to Megan Basinger.
I think it's a community of hope. I think it's a community of love and acceptance. I think you step foot into camp and it's this bubble of, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like, or what's going on in your other life, you're at camp and everybody accepts you for who you are, and you just move forward. And it's this instantaneous feeling of belonging to something that is so much bigger than anything else you've ever experienced.